Is the honeymoon over for the people of Bowen? Has the bubble burst? Now, Bowen, of course, is where the new Nicole Kidman, Hugh Jackman film is being shot. It's Baz Luhrmann's Australia. And it seems some of the locals might have had enough of the impost. John Warby is our insider in Bowen. Morning, John.
Morning, Spencer.
Now, I think you're keen to get on the radio this morning and say, don't believe a word of it. Maybe one or two, but we're still loving having them in town.
We're loving having them in Bowenwood.
Bowenwood.
And, yeah, there's a few little things like that have happened, but no, generally speaking, everyone's still pretty happy.
Well, that's good, because there's a couple of weeks to go anyway.
Another four.
Four more weeks. So what's the story with this stubborn local who refused to move his car for the cattle drive scene?
I don't know if he's a stubborn local. He's a poor old backpacker that was asleep upstairs. He got a car park wherever he could, and they took ages to track him down, but that's all it was.
They couldn't... You're playing it down, John. But as we understand it, if the news reports are to be believed, he said, no, I'm not moving the car, I'm not moving my four-wheel drive. So they proceeded to shoot the scene. The cattle decided to have their way with his car.
Well, that's apparently what was reported, but I wasn't down there that day, so I couldn't tell you about that one.
Okay.
I was down there another day when another vehicle, a different vehicle, had actually blocked the path as well, and they actually held up for filming.
Until the car could be moved?
Yeah, well, it couldn't be moved. They couldn't find the owner of that one at all that day, so they didn't shoot the cattle scene that day at all.
Because what era is the film set in?
It's set in 1938 Darwin. It goes to 42, yeah.
Yeah, so having a contemporary four-wheel drive in shot is surely a problem for them anyway.
No, a slight problem. You can't spray that out, can you?
Oh, I don't know. That's what I wondered. These days with digital technology, maybe they just do.
Yeah, no, they actually don't. They hadn't, because they actually held up filming, you know, and the locals were a bit narky about the guy doing this, because they know what costs are involved in filming each day.
So the locals are turning on each other now?
No, not turning on each other. They were just saying, you know, well, get this wombat out of here.
Yeah.
So they can go ahead and do what they have to do.
I'm not sort of digging around trying to do muckrake, but, is it getting at all tiresome, or are people still walking around? Because, you know, when the filming started, everyone up there was obviously puffing their chests out, and this is Bowen, Bowen Wood, it's the centre of the filmmaking universe. Is the shine starting to go a little bit, or not at all?
Well, I see glimpses of it with that every now and then, you know. Like the other day on Friday, they were filming again, and there was one bloke that wanted to get across the street. But he wanted to get across the street and was trying to talk to the security guys at the same time as the cattle were coming over the hill. So, you know, he was the guy that was out of order. But he was quite annoyed about it. But everyone was annoyed at him for trying to get across there at that silly time.
Yes.
Most people are still in favour of it all and so on. And if you need to go to a shop at a certain time and it's closed off, like I had to yesterday, you just say, okay, I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's all good for Bowen, isn't it?
Yes. Just bear with it for that short time, and most people are still doing that. There's still a lot of excitement in the town.
I imagine there would be.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Little kids are coming to school and have their hair cut because they've got parts as extras. Gorgeous little, you know, smiles. One little girl lost a really long plait. You know, so she came to show me her hair yesterday, and they won't let you cut it. They have to cut it in the way that they want to suit the era. We went to dinner last night, and we had to actually tiptoe through the cow patties. But it's all good. It's all fun.
Excellent stuff. All right, John. Thanks for coming on this morning.
All right, welcome.
We knew that you weren't about to throw them out of town. We just wanted to check. We just wanted to know what was going on, so we went to our man. That's you.
Yeah, all right. Good. Have a good day.
You too. Bye now. John Warby and Bowen.